And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 21st of December, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist and journalist Rebecca West, London, 1892. As a young woman, she wrote a scathing review of a novel by H.G. Wells, and Wells found her and seduced her. They fell in love, they had a son together, and soon after she began writing books of her own. Novels such as The Return of the Soldier and a book about Yugoslavia, Black Lamb and Gray Falcon. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Country people do not behave as if they think life is short. They live on the principle that it is long and savor variations of the kind best appreciated if most days are the same." Edward Hoagland, born in New York City, 1932, novelist and journalist, essayist. His first books were what he called documentary novels, books like Catman, based on what he'd seen working as a lion keeper in the circus, and The Circle Home, about a washed-up boxer. He's written about Mississippi muskrat trappers and riding mules down the Rio Grande and rambling around British Columbia. He found the essay to be a freer form than fiction. His most recent book of essays is Sex and the River Styx, which was published earlier this year. Edward Hoagland, who said, "Many divorces are not really the result of irreparable injury, but involve instead a desire on the part of the man or woman to shatter the setup, start out from scratch, alone, and make life work for them all over again. They want the risk of disaster, want to touch bottom, see where bottom is, and coming up to breathe the air with relief and relish again." And it was on this day, 1937, Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves premiered in Los Angeles, the first feature-length cartoon, the first in Technicolor. Disney's wife told him, "No one's ever going to pay a dime to see a dwarf picture." But Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was the highest-grossing film that year. And it's the birthday of Anthony Powell, born Westminster, England, 1932, author of the longest work of fiction in the English language, the 12-volume novel A Dance to the Music of Time. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Crow. "Every morning, Crow steps along the beach as though he found the world brand new and wonderful, and without a doubt made especially for him. The eiders stare, the black ducks are busy with their own affairs as he marches along the rack line on his sturdy feet to the bounty of stranded sea worms, crabs, abandoned bags of popcorn. Oh, yes, his big black beak seems to say, this is good. Here is breakfast and lunch both, and as for dinner, I'll be back. What a good world. I wish we could be friends, but when he sees me daring to look at him, he opens his strong arms that are dressed always in the darkest ribbons and floats off, but only a little way, and he's down again on the sandy track. And who has seen yet anything cleaner, bolder, more gleaming, more certain of its philosophy than the eye he turns back?" A poem by Mary Oliver, Crow, from Owls and Other Fantasies, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Hyperion Books, publisher of Jacqueline Kennedy, Historic Conversations on Life with John F. Kennedy, the 1964 interviews in a book with CDs with a foreword by Caroline Kennedy. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Priscilla Kinter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.